Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KMOX News Time is 7:52, and over the weekend, of course, President Trump tweeting about many things, including Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, and talking more about immigration. Joining us right now is Stephen Portnoy, our White House correspondent. And let's start with immigration, Stephen, because it was just a couple of weeks ago that President Trump had a meeting with Democratic leaders, and they seemed quite happy, but now he's going back to the base and doing something that I don't think the Democrats are going to want to go along with.
No, and they've already said as much. They've already called this essentially a deal breaker. A lengthy wish list runs 7 pages. Things the White House would like to see Congress do in exchange for the president agreeing to give legal status to the so-called Dreamers, the young people protected by DACA, the program the president is ending. And on this wish list, at the very top of it, the president wants Congress to fund the border wall. He wants to step up deportations and other internal enforcement measures, curb legal immigration with the green card issuance to family members of immigrants. He wants to clamp down on minors coming across the border unaccompanied, and aides say he is not interested in citizenship for the Dreamers. So for these reasons, Democrats say the president is backing out of the deal. He's pulling out. They're expressing concern for the Dreamers. Immigrant activist community is definitely very concerned about this, but conservatives should take comfort. I mean, it was about a month ago, not even, that the president said he'd struck this deal with Chuck and Nancy, and Republicans, conservatives, were saying that the president was embracing amnesty and turning his back on them.
Stephen, we've seen people bash the president on social media, but the GOP's foreign policy expert is Republican Senator Bob Corker, and he just gets after it. Listen to this quote. It's a shame the White House has become an adult daycare center. Someone obviously missed their shift this morning. Senator Corker, what was the response from the White House?
Well, the White House is engaged now in a tit-for-tat with Senator Corker on Twitter. Over the weekend, this seemed to hit an extreme where the president yesterday morning said that Corker didn't have the guts to run for re-election. Corker's team insists that the president called Corker and said, please run for re-election. And Corker said, no, it's not in the cards, I'm not interested. And then the president lashed out on Twitter. Corker last week said that the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and Chief of Staff were separating the country from chaos because others in the administration, whom he did not mean, would drag us toward chaos. And in a New York Times article this morning, the senator who chairs the Foreign Relations Committee says the president concerns anyone who cares about the country, is carrying on like he's doing The Apprentice, is taking the country on a reckless path toward World War III. And yesterday on Twitter, responding to the president's tweets, Corker said it's a shame the White House has become an adult daycare center. Someone obviously missed their shift.
All right. Well, Twitter, I guess it's the way the president and now senators communicate with one another. That is Stephen Portnoy, our CBS News White House correspondent, joining us on the Quiver River Electric guest line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.